Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
That's right. It's time for News from the Nest here on Vinny and Haney. Nolan McGraw filling in for Bob Haney. Today's the last day. Bob will be back on Monday. Vinny Serrato here right next to me. And we're going to hear a couple cuts here from the Ravens players that talked yesterday. And then we'll get out to the phones in a second. But start things here with Marlon Humphrey. Usually never short on opinion, but being asked here if he feels like the Ravens can still reach another level before the season is over.
I would say so. I think I was talking with somebody. I feel like we haven't really played, you know, great, you know, right above good football every three units throughout this entire season. I feel like the offense has played good at times and the defense played bad. The defense played good at times, but I feel like not all three levels have played great, great, and great. So I feel like we're still coming together as a team. We just hope that now it's time that we can start clicking, we can start getting less of the bad stuff on film, more of the good stuff, and we kind of can get that momentum and start rolling.
Still coming together.
Yeah.
It's December 5th.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Adam Schefter just tweeted out that Lamar Jackson returned to practice today.
Oh, thank God. All right. One step.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Marlon Humphrey there. I mean, he's not wrong about how they've never had everything working at the same time. Early in the season, the offense looked like they were going to be the usual Ravens offense with Lamar. The defense was atrocious. Then the defense corrects itself, and now slowly the offense is unraveled. Maybe there was a 1 or 2 week crossover there where things looked okay, but other than that, he's not wrong.
See, I think, at least like the Buffalo game showed, and that the offense has the capabilities of being dominant. The defense doesn't have the capabilities of being dominant.
Mm-hmm.
I think because they don't have the elite pass rush. I still go back to 1914. That dominant defense steps up, gets you the ball back, and you win that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week. You know, 1914, boom. You let them go down and score in the next drive. What do we let them do again? You let them go down and score. You never shut them down when you had to.
Right. More here from the Ravens. How about Isaiah Likely? The news yesterday, Mark Andrews got that extension, so we just immediately assumed, pretty safe bet, that that's it for Isaiah Likely with his time with the Ravens. Here was his reaction to the Andrews extension.
Love Mark, you know, I'm gassed. I mean, I was one to text him, you know, telling him, like, you know, big bro, I love you, proud of you, you know, keep going. You know, we got more work to do this year.
Yeah, I'm saying the right things. I mean, I wasn't expecting him to start pouting, but I listened to the full press conference and they peppered him with a few more questions to try to see if there was any underlying agitation. And I mean, I think even he has to be realistic about it and say, all right, injury aside, you know, should I be getting more targets? You could argue, yeah, but it just hasn't delivered the stats that would warrant the contract.
Did anybody ask him, have you been offered a contract?
I don't think that was directly asked, no. And I don't know what he would really say there.
We had Cordell on. You know, I mean, a lot of the media people were saying that they had heard that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he had been offered something and turned down something in the summertime. So that would have been interesting to hear. But he knows. I mean, I guarantee as soon as Andrews got the deal, he called his agent. Mm-hmm. We're out of here.
Right. And he did say, you know, because they asked him, hey, you know, it's still on the table for you, whether it's here or not, you know, it's all in front of you. You can go get that money. And he said, yeah, I'd love to be a part of that. You look at tight end contracts are kind of starting to grow more and more here in recent years. You know, he'd love to be a part of it. But honestly, at least for where he's at right now, I'm thinking 1 year prove it deal might be in his best interest.
Yeah. Unless, you know, like these last five games, You know, he's got like 30 catches. You know, I mean, he looks like his old self with the yak ability. Because to me, that's what made him special was the yak ability. And, you know, I haven't seen that. You know, maybe we got a little glimpse of it on that
touchdown. Right before, yeah. I mean, it was a hell of a play until the last second.
Yeah.
Let's see. Get out to the phones here. Kai's in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy Purple Friday.
Kai, did you get up there yesterday to Saxon's?
I got a scheduled appointment with Molly tomorrow when I get off. I'm going up. I'm buying my baby girl some diamond stud earrings, buying the wifey something. Yeah, we got it all worked out. What's your code, Vinny? Let me write that down.
Let me write the promo code. Just name drop him when you get there.
Just mention my name.
Okay, all right, now you know I am. So she told me she got me already, though. She said I talked to her yesterday. So thank you guys. I appreciate that. 105.7 The Fan. I appreciate that. I think Todd Monken got something up his sleeve for the Steelers as far as running the ball being on the ground this week. You heard all the noise all week not running the ball. And listen, the first 15, I hope Ricard is out there at least 10 of those plays, man, because it's going to be about physicality. I don't care about the records. When we play the Steelers, it's about physicality. So we need Ricard out there to smack some guys around a little bit. And you know what? With all the noise going on around Likely, watch Likely have a big game, maybe over 100 yards in a touchdown.
Well, I'll take it.
I see that coming. And I'm just running through, Vinny. I think as far as defense, press up on them. You know, and blitz Kyle. Press up a lot. We can't blitz the whole game, but I think we should press up with Marlon Humphreys and blitz Kyle because Rodgers, you know what he want to do. He want to dink and dunk all day because he can't throw the ball down the field. He want to dink and dunk.
Well, he doesn't have time to throw it down the field. He can still throw it.
Yeah, he can still throw it, but Rodgers is a little antsy in that pocket, and he want to get the ball out. He don't want to get hit. So, I mean, he's still a veteran. I'm not going to say he's not a veteran. He don't make plays, but just come up and make the tackle. Don't make a business decision when you see big Donnell Washington. That's a big guy, man, trying to tackle that guy coming at you. Oh, man. But other than that, Vinny, I'm excited about the game, and your keys are spot on. But let me ask you this. Your first 15 script, well, how many pass plays and how many run plays would you have in there, Vinny,
can I have Lamar running? Because that would be a big part of it. I would have Lamar running with the run option, you know. That's what I would have. You know, and then in my first 15, I probably have, and it all is going to dictate. I mean, if we go second and 10, third and 8, you know, then I'm throwing. But if things go right, I probably have 10 runs, 5 passes. And that includes Lamar having some called runs.
Sounds pretty good to me. Coming up next here, we're going to play a little buy or sell one last time this week. Maybe some weekend money coming our way when we look at the stock market. After that, Nate Davis from USA Today, he'll preview the rest of the Week 14 slate with us. And then Vinny's going to break down the stats on the Ravens and the Steelers coming up at 12:45. Stay tuned here. Vinny and Haney continues.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Welcome back. It's time. Buy or sell here. We're going to get some sports topics in just a second. But first, Vinny Serrato's got our stock report.
All right, the Dow's up 84. The S&P's up 10. NASDAQ is up 32. DraftKings is up 18 cents. Under Armour's flat at zero, $4.34.
You know what? That feels like a win in and of itself. You know what? We're not going backwards. All I heard is up, up, up. Great week for me behind the mic.
Oh, no doubt.
All right, let's start here in the NFL. Your betting favorite to win Coach of the Year right now is Mike Vrabel, and for good reason. The night and day difference between last year and this year, it's been remarkable. But right behind him in the odds, Ben Johnson of the Bears, also a very worthy candidate, his team sitting as the top seed in the NFC through this point of the season. A lot of hype surrounding both hires. Both have instantly delivered with young quarterbacks. Now let's do a little hypothetical here. Let's say both the Pats and the Bears are the number one seed in their respective conferences. That's about as high as you can go. It's a pinnacle you can get in the regular season, which is when this award is determined. Buy or sell, Vrabel would still be the favorite to win the award if they both reach that pinnacle.
Oh, man. You could flip a coin. I mean, right. Because both organizations were down, mm-hmm. You know?
In that scenario, I would assume that the Pats would still have the better record, which maybe people would lean towards. But you have to factor in the toughness of the schedule and the toughness of the conference. I mean, the NFC, yeah. It's a dogfight right now.
Yeah, with Detroit Green. I mean, if they sweep Green Bay, you know, and everything, I think kind of like what you said, beating Green Bay, beating Detroit is a lot harder than, you know, I mean, they got Buffalo and, you know. And
they could sweep them. Still,
that's yeah. It.
Let's see. You go stay in the NFL here. Contenders right now. Who do you actually trust? There's 20 teams sitting above 500 right now that are at least within striking distance of a playoff spot. But as far as NFL writer Zach Parelli's is concerned, only two stand above the rest as the most trustworthy. He's got the Rams and the Packers there. Now, the Rams make sense. I mean, that's the team that we've been talking about up until that Panthers loss. They're definitely the best team. And even with that Panthers loss, I still have them very high up there because they feel complete. But the Packers, that's an interesting one. Wasn't long ago that, you know, we didn't know how to feel about them, but their offense has rebounded here in some recent games. They remain top 10 in points, and that defense is great. So are you buying or selling these two teams as the closest to complete that we have in the NFL right now?
Rams and Packers. I don't... I think New England is probably more complete team. Do they have the elite players that they have? No. But their quarterback is elevating everybody else. Whereas I don't think Love is elevating him, their players like Mayes.
Mm-hmm. How about a little hockey here? We've been talking a lot this week about the Caps and, of course, a lot about Tom Wilson. He's on quite the heater to start this season. 16 goals in 28 games. And this was after scoring 33 last year, which was already a new career high for him. Seemed like that could be a lone outburst, but right now his pace, if he keeps this up for a full season, now he could miss a few games, but if he plays all 82, he's on pace for 45 goals. Buy or sell, Vinny, Wilson will be able to keep this up enough to finish top 10 in goals this year.
Top 10.
I think he's tied for 7th right now, something like that.
I'm going to sell it. Just I think he'll come back to the pack a little bit, and a lot of those other elite guys will probably get hot.
And one more topic for today. We heard Rashawn talking about it, but George Pickens. I wrote this out here assuming that he was going to have a great game last night. He didn't. Some confusing plays in general, but even still a great season for him in that transition from Pittsburgh to Dallas. The drama that seemed to surround him and really prevent him from realizing his full potential with the Steelers was completely eliminated. And I couldn't help but chuckle watching the game. You know, Al Michaels and Herb Street are talking about it, and Pickens in particular. And Michaels was joking, just saying, well, look, he's happy for now. You know, it's a wide receiver. These guys are happy until they aren't. So he's still in line for a big payday. It's a contract year for him. He's among the league leaders in receiving yards. And look, last night aside, he should finish the year strong. But we know things aren't always smooth with Jerry Jones when it comes to, I guess, the timeliness of paying out these top-tier players. Buy or sell, one elite year is still enough to earn Pickens top 5 wide receiver money. That would be at least $32.5 million a year.
I'm going to sell it because I think he's getting the franchise tag.
That's a good point.
I don't know that anybody, you know, and I don't know what the number is if it's over 32.5. But, you know, when you're on national TV like he was last night, and then it's like, oh, that's why Pittsburgh you know, let him go. And like all the national shows are talking about his lack of effort and stuff. So, I mean, is that a red flag? Absolutely. Is he super talented? Absolutely. Do you know what you're getting game in and get out, get him out? Nope.
Well, now that you mention it, the franchise tag projected figures here are just $28 million. So that almost seems like that's his destiny here.
That, I would think. And then, you know, show me. And, you know, and if I'm Jerry Jones, hey, show me for a whole year.
I still think it's going to be hard for them to be able to keep that. Why am I blanking on the name? CeeDee Lamb. You know, having two of those guys among the
Bengals.
Top. Yeah, but I mean, look at what their defense has become. So, you
that's because they've drafted poorly.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys got some picks, too.
Right. Well, they took on the Quinn and Williams. They've taken on some contracts. They've shelled them out. So, I don't know. Jerry finds a way. It just takes a while for him to get there.
Yeah.
Unless you're
one thing Jerry has is cash. Cash is king.
Right.
Cash creates cap.
There we go. We love that. Coming up next, Nate Davis from USA Today. He's going to help us preview the rest of this weekend's NFL slate. Vinny's going to break down the stats on Ravens versus Steelers after that. And then it's NFL lunch. We'll hear more from the Ravens. We'll also hear from you, 410-583-1057, if you want to join us.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nolan McGraw filling in for Bob Haney. One more day this week. Vinny Serrato here by my side. We now head out to the Fan Window Nation guest hotline to get our next guest from USA Today. He's Nate Davis. Nate, good afternoon.
Yep, how are you guys?
Oh,
we're down here in Virginia, too.
Oh, it's a mess here. I mean, look, can we make it to January? Just make it to January before that real snow. That's all that matters. All right.
The kids are loving the two-hour delay.
Oh, hey, that's just fine. I wish we had one. I'll take
yeah.
one. All right. Let's start with the Ravens, of course. Big game, big implications this Sunday, taking on the Steelers. But both of these teams still licking their wounds after embarrassing losses this past week. Where do you stand with these teams right now? I mean, do you feel good about either one of them? Not just for this Sunday, but really for the rest of the way and making a push for the postseason?
Not great, really. I was at the Thanksgiving night game and you know, got my first close view of the Ravens in a couple of weeks, and it was not impressive. And I mean, I kind of going into that game, I kind of openly wondered and wrote, well, you know, why are the Bengals doing this, bringing Joe Burrow back? What's the point? And now the point's pretty obvious, is I think that they may be the team really to watch in this division, and may be the one that has the most upside in terms of doing any kind of damage in the playoffs and what's down year for the AFC North. But we'll see who can limp to the finish line. I mean, I thought Lamar looked a little more spry in the Thanksgiving game than he has recently. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what another 10 days off does for him, but they just haven't been the same explosive team we're used to. And then to have, you know, the 5 turnovers, if I recall, all of them coming in the passing game, I think the Ravens certainly would be wise to take on the Steelers, and I would make it a feed Derrick Henry game. I mean, certainly after what we saw the Bills do to Pittsburgh last week.
Nate, that's easier said than done with the way the offensive line's playing. That's the biggest problem with the Ravens' offense has been this whole year, is the offensive line has been so, so inconsistent.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing to fix in week 14, for sure, Vinny. Yeah, I mean, the Steelers haven't been great on defense either. I mean, I know you guys mentioned the takeaways, and sometimes they get their numbers and sacks and big plays, but, I mean, they can also be gashed. So, okay, I guess that's kind of one of those, you know, whose weakness is last week, if that's what we're talking about with that add to there. We'll see. But, I think Derrick Henry did have 60 yards on 10 carries. against Cincinnati. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, give that guy a chance to make some plays. I mean, we've seen before where they didn't see him enough against Pittsburgh. I mean, I still feel like, given the way the passing game has looked, that still seems to me like the better option while acknowledging your point about the line.
Now, Nate, there are some really interesting games this week. Now, which game are you going to? Let me ask that first.
I'm home this weekend. I'm getting paid back for a little work here, but nice. I mean, I will be watching. And like you said, there are three games with first place at stake outright. I think AFC South, NFC North, and one other one. So it'll be a fun weekend to watch for sure.
Now, Nate, do you think the Bengals can go to Buffalo and win? Because if Cincy loses, they're out. In my mind.
Yeah, I do. I picked them to win. Like I'm not saying, you know, with extreme confidence. I mean, the Bills have been kind of a wild card. Like what version of them you're going to get on any given Sunday this year? They certainly had defensive issues. And I think the thing I kind of learned watching the Bengals against Baltimore again, you know, it's a wounded Ravens team, but that Bengals defense is now at a point where it's playing better than where it ranks, which is dead last. But I mean, obviously, look good against Baltimore, had the five takeaways, did a good job the previous week against the Patriots. I mean, I think that game was a lot closer than people thought it would be. And they all think they've been playing good for 3 weeks. I mean, the other game, I think, was a 34-12 loss to the Steelers. But I think a lot of that was kind of turnovers, not necessarily the defense's fault. And I want to say Joe Burrow is 2-0, 3-0 against Josh Allen. So, I mean, there is a history there. He is fresh. But, yeah, that'll be a tough game to win. But I do think Cincinnati can do it. And, obviously, they need it more than the Bills do.
Talking to Nate Davis here on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And, Nate, had a hell of a game last night to kick things off. Lions versus Cowboys. Heavy implications in that one. But the Lions emerged victorious 44-30. An absolute thriller. I mean, was this resounding enough on Detroit's end where you feel like, okay, they're back out of their funk, they've snapped out of it, and they're back to being a true threat? I mean, it was a hell of a win, but they're still actually on the outside looking in. Tough NFC.
Yeah, still on the outside looking in, and I don't think there's any path for them to get in this weekend. You know, I think probably what they're hoping for is that the Bears lose. I mean, they beat the stuffing out of the Bears in week two, and then, you know, they'll have them again one time, and if they can sweep the Bears, they'll have that tiebreaker. But yeah, I mean, to say they're back, I don't know, hard to stay with this team. I think this is like 6 weeks in a row where they're win-loss, kind of the definition of inconsistency. I think Brian Branch, you know, I understand, has, you know, tore his Achilles last night, so that's a huge piece that they lost. I mean, they're not a team I'd want to see in the playoffs. I mean, certainly they've shown how explosive they can be, but they can also kind of disappear on you. You know, there can be games where he gets Jared Goff, and kind of similar to last year, the defense, you know, they got Aiden Hutchinson this year, but they've lost so many guys on the back end. You know, good team, good talent, obviously. I'm just not sure that there's going to be enough left there standing, and it doesn't look like they're going to be having a home game at Ford Field this year for all the good that did them last year.
Hey, Nate, what about Houston with that defense going to Kansas City? Is this like the end of Kansas City Sunday night?
I mean, if they lose, I think we can stop talking about them going on a run. I mean, the Chiefs, if they lose the Texans, I think that means that they basically will have lost every team in front of them in terms of wild card tiebreakers. So, I mean, they really do, I think, need to kind of win out to get a wild card, because I don't think they're going to catch Denver to win that AFC West that they've won for nine straight years. So, and I'm worried about the matchup. I mean, the Chiefs have big O-line issues too in terms of health, guys that are hurt. That's not the way you want to go into a game when you're facing Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and the number one defense in the league. So I'm kind of leaning the Texans on this one. And to me, they're the team to beat in that division. And I think they got a chance, especially if CJ Stroud can get going a little bit, to do some damage in the postseason if they're able to get in.
There's actually a chance that Miami and Kansas City could have the same record after this week, which would be absolutely unfathomable just a month ago. But anyway, here, one more for you, Nate Davis, before we let you go. Some news coming down here within the last hour. Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray being shut down for the rest of the season. Said that foot injury has not progressed enough for him where he's going to play at all. Another lost year for Arizona in general, but what are we thinking about Murray's future? Still has at least, I think, three more years on that massive contract he signed. So I don't know how easy it is to get out of that, but, you know, could be in position to maybe draft another quarterback. Are we done with Kyler in Arizona?
I think the structure of that contract, I mean, I think it is kind of feasible to get out of it. And I think also just with the way the salary cap has gone up, you know, if that's the decision the Cardinals make, obviously if they draft another quarterback, that's a signal of a reboot. That's kind of the time you eat that dead money, you make the clean break and move on. You know, we'll see. I mean, he didn't play well this year. I mean, I think we've all seen how much better that team has looked offensively with Jacoby Brissett than it ever really did with Kyler Murray this year. I don't know how tradable he is given the contract, given kind of the lack of production we've seen the last couple of years, the injuries. I mean, there's been a lot of smoke around him for a minute now. It'd be interesting to see kind of where he could go and maybe resurrect his career. You know, obviously he's had some reputational issues off the field. You know, how dedicated is he? You know, how much is he relying on his gifts and not really progressing in terms of being a passer. It's going to be an interesting season kind of for the quarterback here. So, you know, I kind of wonder if a guy like Mac Jones, who's kind of having his Sam Darnold-esque rehab year with Kyle Shanahan, you know, is he a guy that's going to be more in demand, you know, in 2026 offseason than say Kyler Murray if he shakes loose. So it'll be truly one to keep an eye on.
He's Nate Davis, covers the NFL for USA Today. Make sure to check out his work there all season long, and always appreciate him taking some time to join us here in Baltimore. Nate, take it easy, man. We'll catch up down the road.
Thanks, Nate.
All right, happy holidays, fellas, but I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Same to you. All right, coming up next, we've been teasing it. Vinny's got that stat breakdown of the Ravens and Steelers on Sunday. NFL lunch coming up at 1. If you want to get in here with a Ravens prediction, you're welcome to do so. 410-583-1057. We've also got our picks coming up. Bob has texted me his, so we'll get those. And there's been a change in the standings after last night, Vinny. The pressure's on here. We're coming down the final stretch, man.
Yep.
Stay tuned. 105.7 The Fan.
Stats don't lie. Here's the Fan's Vinny Serrato.
You heard the voice. It's Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw here for Bob Haney through the rest of the show. Vinny Serrato going to get some stats here in just a second. If you got a Ravens versus Steelers prediction, give us a call. 410-583-1057. Got our picks coming up in the next segment. And a little bit later this hour, we'll take a look at the remaining prospective free agents for the Ravens. They took care of one with Mark Andrews, seemed to take a step towards solving that tight end room, but we'll take a look at who's left and kind of pick who our top choice would be heading into the offseason. But for right now, Vinny, let's take a look at those stats.
Yeah, let's look at the Steelers. Now, the Steelers are a +8. The Ravens are a -4. All right, the Steelers' offense is ranked 27, 281 yards a game. And the Ravens defense is ranked 26th. They give up 350. Now, passing offense, Pittsburgh's 24th. Ravens defense is 26th. The rushing offense, Pittsburgh's is 28th, 93 yards a game. Ravens defense is 18th. They give up 118. Points scored, Pittsburgh offense is 15th, 23.4. Ravens defense is 21st. They give up 24.4. Now, pass attempts, Pittsburgh's offense 25th, 362. They don't throw it a lot. Ravens pass defense, 26th. People like to throw it against the Ravens. They've had 436 pass attempts. Completion percentage, Pittsburgh's 13th, 66.3. Ravens, pretty good, 7th. 61.9. Average per completion. Pittsburgh's 23rd, 6.6. Ravens defense 10th, 6.7. Touchdown passes. Pittsburgh's 9th, 21. Ravens defense is 15th with 18. Interceptions. Pittsburgh's offense is 15th with 9. Ravens defense is 20th with 7. Sacks. Pittsburgh's offense 24th, 22. Which is pretty good. That's because, you know, Rodgers gets rid of it in under 2 seconds almost. Ravens defense, 29th with 19. They're getting more pressures, though. Quarterback rating, Pittsburgh's 13th, 93.9. Ravens defense, 11th, 88.6. They're getting better. Rushing attempts, Pittsburgh's 27th with 283. They do not run it a lot. Rushing attempts, Ravens defense 16th, 324. So Pittsburgh's offense, they run it, they pass it 362, they throw it 283. Now, average per rush, Pittsburgh's offense 25th, 4.0. Average per rush, Ravens defense 20th, 4.4. Third down conversions, Pittsburgh's 14th, 39-7. Ravens defense is 10th, 37-1. Last week, second half was not good. Penalties, they're 24th. Pittsburgh's offense, 73 penalties. They don't penalize themselves a lot. They don't beat themselves that way. All right, Ravens offense, 20th, 317 yards a game. Pittsburgh's defense is 28th, 365 yards a game. 365. Passing offense, Ravens are 28th, 180 yards a game. Last year they were 7th. Pass defense, Pittsburgh's 28th, 247 yards a game. Rushing offense, Ravens are 5th, 136.8. Pittsburgh's defense, 17th, 117.7. Points, Ravens offense 12th, 24.1. Last year, Nolan, they were number one by, what, like 34? Something like that. Pittsburgh's defense, 20th, 24.1. Pass attempts, Ravens have thrown the least of any team. 317, they're 32nd. Pass attempts, Pittsburgh's defense, 31st, 455. Second most pass attempts in the league. Their pass defense is not good. Completion percentage, 17th for the Ravens, 65-6. Pittsburgh's defense, 16th, 64-4. Average per completion, Ravens offense, 8th, 7-6. Pittsburgh's defense, 16th, 7-0. Touchdown passes, Baltimore's offense, 23rd with 16. Pittsburgh's defense, 22nd with 20. Interceptions, Ravens offense is 16th with 8. Steelers defense is 11th with 10. Sacks, they're 9th. Ravens offense is 9th with 34. Way, way, way too many. Pittsburgh's defense, 8th with 34. So Pittsburgh's defense, they've had 34 sacks, and Ravens have given up a lot. Quarterback rating, Ravens offense, 11th, 94.6. Pittsburgh's defense, 14th, 90.3. Rushing attempts, Ravens are 14th with 330. So, Nolan, they've rushed it 330, thrown it 317. So they've run it more than they've thrown it, which is probably pretty unusual for the National Football League. Rush attempts, Pittsburgh's defense is 20th with 331. So their defense has been thrown on 455, run on 331, 120 more times. Average per rush, Ravens are 2nd, 5-0. Average per rush, Pittsburgh's defense, 18th, 4.3. Third down conversions, Ravens are 20th, 37-6. Pittsburgh's defense, 28th, 43-6, not good on third down. And the Ravens' penalties, 26th with 70. So the Ravens, they've improved that. That's what they've improved upon big time is, you know, penalties. Now for the Steelers, Rodgers is completing 65%, averaging 6-7, 19 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 20 sacks with a 94.4 rating. Their leading rusher is Jaylen Warren, averaging 4.2. Kenneth Gainwell, running back, has 44 receptions. DK Metcalf has 45. So those are their two leading receivers. All three of their tight ends catch balls. Defensively, Peyton Wilson, leading tackler with 103. TJ Watt, leading sack guy with 7. And Nick Herbig has 6.5 sacks. Boswell, the kicker, 19 of 22, 86.4%. 2 of 3 from 30 to 39. 8 of 9, 40 to 49. 7 of 8, 50 plus. 30 for 30 on PATs. Corliss Waitman, the punter, left-footed guy, averaging 45.8, 41.7 net. 16 punts inside the 20, 15 fair catches.
Very good there. A couple things that caught my ear just now. Completion percentage for the Ravens. And boy, how much of a difference this recent stretch here that Lamar finds himself in has made. Because the first 5 weeks of the season, when he was healthy and at his full strength, 70% was on the low end for him.
Yeah.
And now here, I mean, look, he really bottomed out against Cincinnati, a season low of 53%. But even then, obviously, you have a couple games in there with Huntley and Cooper Rush, so that doesn't help either.
No.
But yeah, I mean, it just shows you it's been night and day here ever really since that Miami game. It fell off a cliff. You went from in the 70s down below 60 four straight weeks.
Yeah. Once it got cold, he went cold.
Well, don't tempt the people, because they will start with the Lamar can't play in cold weather.
Yeah.
Other thing here, we're so focused on running the ball against this Pittsburgh defense. But hearing that, I mean, they could be had anywhere. They could be had through the air, certainly be had on the ground last week. They were beaten historic fashion in that regard. Yeah. So, I mean, the more I think about it, there's no excuse for the Ravens offense this week. I mean, really, we said the same thing last
week. Last week, they were 32nd at everything.
Right. But, I mean, I don't know. Besides, all right, they do generate turnovers. You give them that. But other than that.
And the Bengals didn't.
Yeah.
So that means the Ravens won't have any this week.
Hey, just win.
Yeah, just win.
Just win, please.
Come on, Al Davis. Just win, baby.
Exactly. All right, we're going to get a break here. We are going to come back with NFL Lunch and start our final hour of the show. Again, picks coming up after that. And then look at the Ravens' prospective free agents. If you want to call in, be happy to have you. 410-583-1057. More sports talk coming your way next.